Now we turn back to Prime Minister Netanyahu's speech to Congress, the threat of Iran, and what, if anything, makes for a good nuclear deal. I'm joined by two foreign policy veterans. Stephen Hadley was National Security Advisor for President George W. Bush. He's now the chairman of the Board of Directors at the U.S. Institute for Peace. And Bali Nasser is a former State Department official and current dean of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. Bali Nasser, let's start with you. What was your first reaction to the speech?
Well, I think the content of the speech was not new. We knew where the Prime Minister of Israel stood on the deal. But I think one can say that the way that he laid out the case, it will make it much more difficult for the United States government and Iran to arrive at a deal, because I think the field has been significantly narrowed for the president in particular in order to argue why a deal with Iran is actually a good deal. I think the definition of a good deal was largely defined by Prime Minister of Israel today.
Steve Hadley.
I think it was a very effective presentation. People said that the arguments were not particularly new, but a lot of Americans had not heard them in such detail. I think it was a forceful presentation. I think it will have the impact that Vali said. I think in some sense it makes it probably harder for both Iran and the administration to make concessions. And I think probably Prime Minister Netanyahu helped himself a little bit in this upcoming Israeli election.
So if we think that this speech today could have put a spanner in the works of these negotiations that are underway in Switzerland right now, the president's criticism of them today was that there was no alternative presented. Is there an alternative to this negotiation?
There's no alternative to the negotiations. I think what Prime Minister of Israel was saying was generally that he doesn't agree with any concessions or compromises. You can't have negotiations with those. I think what he argued that instead of negotiating with Iran on terms of a deal, you have to lean on them heavily through sanctions or perhaps even military option until Iran essentially surrenders the program. And that's not likely to happen, because I don't think the military option in today's Middle East is viable. It's not a given that we can go back to sanctions. And I think the president's case is that you have to give diplomacy a chance. President of Israel was saying there's no diplomatic path with Iran. And I think people will have to come down as to whether they believe the president that there is a diplomatic path, it's possible to have a deal, or they believe the Prime Minister of Israel, which says there is no diplomacy with a country that you can't trust and that ultimately is going to find its way to a bomb through diplomacy.
But I heard the Prime Minister say two things, that there should be a better deal, which implies that there should be more diplomacy, and also that there isn't a military option. Did you hear that?
I heard the better deal. I think he believes that greater sanctions and more time could result in greater concessions by the Iranians. It's difficult. I think the dilemma for the administration, they will still try to see if they can get a deal. I think they know today the kind of deal that will work in terms of the region, in terms of our ally Israel, and in terms of a Congress. And the real question is, if they cannot get that deal, whether they will decide it's better to say, we can't get there at this time, and talk about further extension. And the question is whether the Iranians would accept an extension of the joint program of action, which does constrain their program, to allow more time for negotiation. Then the flip side is more time with negotiation. Can you actually get a better deal?
It seems very confusing, right? What we know of what's on the table is a 10-year freeze in nuclear enrichment, and then a year to allow them to allow it to be enforced. Is that something which that's the outlines of a deal that I think the Prime Minister said would pave the way to a bomb?
I mean, ultimately, this is the problem, as far as Israel sees it, is that A, this is not a permanent deal, and B, that Iran retains the right to enrichment. But I don't think actually the problem is so much a technical agreement between Iran and the U.S., is that both sides have to be able to sell this deal back at home. And from the Iranian side, now they see that an administration can come to a negotiation table and negotiate. And then you have this force outside in the form of the Prime Minister of Israel, which at any point in time can come and put pressure on the administration and narrow its ability to sell the deal at home. That makes it very difficult for them to negotiate. And I think the Iranians can come up with any set of excuses as to why they can't agree to this freeze. But I think right now they're really worried that the administration is unable to deliver a deal because of the Congress.
Do you agree with Steve Hadley that Netanyahu helped himself politically at home?
Well, I think the reception he got in Congress definitely helped him. I think we have to see whether the Israeli public will see any further fallout from his visit here. But barring that, I think they would see that he was able to come here, was received well by Congress, and made his case, and no damage is done so far.
Elaborate what you meant by that.
Well, I still think that there is an opportunity for a deal here. I think it is still the case that, in some sense, the alternatives for both parties for not reaching a deal are not attractive. I think it'll be a challenge for the United States to keep sanctions in place. And, of course, without a deal, Iran does not get potentially relaxation of sanctions. So I think there's still a reasonable chance that we will get an agreement. The question is, can the Congress, will the President of the United States be able to sell it to the Congress?
There's a March 24th deadline for this, for these negotiations, which are currently underway in Switzerland. What are the chances they can be achieved?
I think the chances are narrow. I think there is a chance that they agree to some kind of a formula.
By this date,
that they agree to some kind of a formula that would extend the negotiations, would give gains to both sides. But again, the dilemma is that the way it's happened now is that to the Iranians, doesn't look like the President Obama is the only decision maker here.
And it seems like Zarif and Kerry are kind of in a box.
They're in a box. They will. But let's be fair. We have heard the case against this deal, this hypothetical deal. The president says they haven't reached a deal. I think we should all keep our powder dry, see if there is a deal. Let the President of the United States and Secretary of State make their case, and then the American people will have to decide. And the question will be, this is not going to be the deal that many people had hoped for. It does not roll back the program as far as people would have hoped. It's probably not as long a duration. The question the American people will have to decide is, if this is the deal, you know, what to do then? And that, I think, is a subject on which there ought to be some vigorous debate.
Stephen Hadley of the U.S. Institute of Peace and Bali Nasser at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Study. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.